This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أحب الوفاء بشتى الصور أحب الوفي الأمين الأغر.
Of the things that we learn, which is Bukhari and Muslim and all of the books of Hadith mention, that on one particular day, the harasa or the border patrol and the skirmishes and the arrows and whatnot became so severe that the Muslims were not able to pray Asr. They couldn't even pause to pray Asr. Now there's a big controversy amongst the fuqaha, was Salat al-Khawf revealed by this time or not? And there's a big controversy, because if Salat al-Khawf were revealed, why didn't they pray Salat al-Khawf? And the majority position is that Salat al-Khawf had been revealed at this time, but they were so preoccupied that the notion of praying was not, they didn't even have the time to remember that they forgot, if that makes sense. They're so busy doing what they had to do that it was a genuine like moment where they forgot. And the evidence for this is that the ahadith seem to suggest this. That, and there are so many ahadith. If you look at Bukhari and Muslim, you find at least 10 hadith about this one incident. And because it has some fiqh about delaying the salah and about making up delayed salah, this is where we get the fiqh of fawat, of the missed prayers. This is where we get it from. That the Prophet never, of course, intentionally missed a prayer. We have two recorded instances of a missing salah. Only two. This is the one of them. And then the other one of them was the oversleeping at Fajr that took place, that the army was going the entire night. They were marching non-stop the entire night, and then they rested قُبَيْل al-Fajr, like an hour before Fajr. And the Prophet ﷺ said, who will guard us and wake us for Fajr? Bilal said, I will. And so all of the army fell asleep immediately, and then Bilal eventually as well fell asleep. And the first person to wake up was the Prophet ﷺ with the heat of the sun. And the first thing he said, Ya Bilal, what happened? SubhanAllah. Look, you know, his own mind about salah. Ya Bilal, what happened? And so Bilal said, Ya Rasulullah, the same one who caused you to sleep caused me to sleep. It's not my fault, right? The one who took your soul took my soul as well. Don't blame me. And so that was a genuine oversleeping of Fajr that took place once. This was the only other time in the seerah that authentically it is reported that, and both of them are unintentional. So the entire life, obviously, never had happened. Now, what happened here, that, I'll just quote one or two hadith, that Umar came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I was not able to pray Asr until the sun has already set. I haven't prayed Asr and the sun had set. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and I too was not able to pray Asr. And so they both did wudu and they prayed Asr after the sun had set. After the sun had set. Sahih Bukhari mentions that the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is a very famous hadith, شَغَلُونَ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى حَتَّى غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قُبُورَهُمْ وَبُيُوتَهُمْ نَارًا. That they have شَغَلُونَ, they've made us busy, so much so that we have not even managed to pray Salat al-Wusta. Now, this also shows us, حَافِدُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. It means Salat al-Asr, right? This is the correct position because of this hadith. That شَغَلُونَ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. They kept us busy from the middle salah. Until we weren't able to pray it and the sun has set, may Allah fill their houses and their graves with the fire. مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قُبُورَهُمْ وَبُيُوتَهُمْ نَارًا. He is so angry, not because they're attempting to kill him, because they have managed to prevent Salat al-Asr. Look at his anger, what is it for? Right? I wasn't able to pray Asr. And he's angry at that. May Allah fill their graves and their... So what will be the case of the one whose money prevents him from Salat al-Asr? Whose business prevents him from Salat al-Asr? Whose television and sports show prevents him from Salat al-Asr? Think about this, right? What will be his case? And here is the Prophet ﷺ on the battlefield. And he's fuming angry at them. Why? شَغَلُونَ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. This is why he's angry at them. So after the sun had set, he then prayed Salat al-Asr. Now, from this, the fuqaha have derived the fiqh point not related to the seerah. And this is, inshallah, the correct opinion, that when you need to make up salawat, You make them up in the right order, if it is reasonable and possible to do so. So for example, even though Maghrib time had come in, he didn't pray Maghrib. He prayed Asr. And then he prayed Maghrib. And this shows us that the general rule, you make up salawat in the order that you miss them, and the order that they should be prayed. Now, again, because we just mentioned it, what if this is not possible? It's not possible for multiple reasons. Number one reason, you haven't prayed for 5, 10, 15 years. Then what are you going to do? Make up 15 years salah before you say the next prayer? Obviously not. So then it doesn't apply. Right? Number two, the scholars say that if you praying one salah will make two salah missed. Whereas if you jump to the second salah, then the first salah, you know, is the only one missed. Then you jump to the second salah. What does this mean? You get the point here that it's between, let's say, Asr and Maghrib, right? And you haven't prayed, let's say, Dhuhr. Okay? So if you move on to the second salah, then you will miss the first and the second timing. Therefore, you begin with the timing that you still have, and then you make up the other salah.